Mr. Chairman, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Can you hear me? I hope so. I sympathize. I feel strongly for you because it's not easy to navigate this technology. Anyway, look, let me make a few comments. I was hoping to hear from Iran and Afghanistan as well, and to comment together with Pakistan, but I'll do only for Pakistan now, since the Minister Saffron spoke. With great appreciation, of course, Pakistan is one of the co-convening nations of the Global Refugee Forum last year, and of course, even more importantly, Pakistan is one of the longest standing host countries in the world. More than I was happy to be in Islamabad last February, just before the lockdowns, to participate in the conference chaired by the Prime Minister to observe 40 years of hospitality to Afghan refugees. And I'm also very grateful to Pakistan for some of the further gestures that have been recently made. The minister mentioned access to bank accounts, which was very important for purposes of self-reliance and sustainability. And I want to assure the minister, since he raised this issue of the impact on refugee hosting areas, that we spare no effort to try and mobilize more resources to help the government with projects in those areas. And I can also assure him that we spare no efforts in trying to see whether there are opportunities for repatriation, voluntary repatriation of Afghan refugees. And the upcoming conference here in Geneva on Afghanistan donor conference in the month of November, next month, will be an opportunity, I hope, to focus also on this aspect of the future of Afghanistan, which is of great concern to Pakistan and Iran. And I also want to add thanks for what he mentioned about COVID-related measures. We have participated for the first time in supporting a cash distribution program for the most vulnerable Afghan refugees, and thank you for giving us that opportunity. Turkmenistan, Deputy Minister, thanks. I can assure the Deputy Minister and the delegation of Turkmenistan that the spirit of the Ashgabat Conference, which took place several years ago, which I actually attended not as High Commissioner for Refugees, but in another capacity, is very much alive and I would say useful even today. Thanks to Turkmenistan for its important focus on statelessness and its repeated, he repeatedly manifested support for the Global Compact on Refugees. This is much appreciated. Moving to Africa, I heard with interest the declaration of the Federal Commissioner of Nigeria. I think it is an important message to all of us here to gauge the complexity of the challenges that a large country of, like Nigeria has to face, both in terms of security, of development, and now of the pandemic. And Nigeria, of course, faces all the different problems of displacement. There are refugees from Nigeria in neighboring countries, including, we heard, some recent ones in Niger. There are displaced people inside Nigeria, and Nigeria is hosting refugees from neighboring country, namely from Cameroon. So many different challenges. What we want to convey to the Nigerian government is a message of reassurance that we understand the complexity, and we make a plea for humanitarian issues to be treated with consideration in spite of the security or within the security concern, especially when it comes to return of Nigerians to the places of origin, especially in the Northeast. The situation is still, as was mentioned, quite quite unstable. Cela m'amène à répondre.
And this brings me to reply to the Director General of the Social Status in Niger, to thank him for his kind words, which are certainly reciprocal. As he said, Niger occupies a very particular role in our UNHCR work. Niger has very generously hosted all refugees coming from neighboring countries for years and years, and this crisis has not yet come to an end. We've seen it in the northeast and in the other regions which were referred to. I myself visited Niamey for the third time in February, and we are very grateful to Niger for having initiated the mechanism for the evacuation, or having assisted in the evacuation mechanisms for those released from Libyan detention. And this is part of the burden that Niger has shouldered. This is why it is important for the international community to continue to very strongly support Niger. And I would like to repeat what I said yesterday during the opening event. The conference on the Sahel, which will take place in a few days and which is convened by Denmark, the European Union, and others, is a very important one. It will be the opportunity to provide resources to the Sahel countries, which are affected by the growing insecurity in the region.
Also to Ethiopia. Another important partner and co-convener of the Global Refugee Forum. We fully appreciate the challenges. We want Ethiopia, as we heard, to continue to stay the course in being one of the model countries in terms of how it deals with the refugees, opening its borders, allowing them to have access to services and to the economy. We heard the mentions of work permits, very important issues. I want to assure the Deputy Director General of ARA that who spoke and the Ethiopian friends that we are aware of the challenge of Ethiopian returnees, something that we discussed in the past. We have already mobilized bilaterally resources for the Ethiopian government, and we will continue to do so because we do recognize that finding solutions to refugees in that region is very important. Mr. Chairman, I cannot unfortunately comment on North Macedonia because I couldn't hear the translation. So at the moment, this is what I have. Over to you.
Thank you.